Listening 68.
Listen and read. Check your ideas.
Superwoman Sophia. Some people think that Sophia Warner is a superwoman. She has two children, a full-time job with British Athletics, and she keeps a small farm with sheep, lambs, chickens, and rabbits. On top of all this, she does 30 hours a week of athletics training. If that wasn't impressive enough, Sophia does it all with a disability. She has cerebral palsy, which means that the connection between her brain and her legs is broken. Her left arm has also got problems. Sophia is a Paralympic runner and one of Great Britain's favourite athletes. She is ranked third in the world for the 100 metres sprint. So, when Sophia is training for the Paralympics, how does she spend a typical day? Sophia gets up at about 6 o'clock to prepare breakfast and make packed lunches for her family. After taking her children to school, Sophia goes to her first 3-hour training session of the day. This usually starts at about 8:30 a.m. She follows the same training plan as an able-bodied athlete. She also does special exercises for her disability with her physiotherapist. For example, Sophia has problems with her balance, so she spends hours standing on one leg to help improve it. She then spends the rest of the morning running and practicing her sprint. Lunch always includes lots of protein for energy. Sophia has 3 more hours of training in the afternoon. In this session, she runs, does exercises, and lifts weights in the gym. When she gets home, she enjoys a relaxing bath, and she goes to bed quite early. Sophia says there have been positive changes in disabled athletics in the past 20 years. More and more spectators enjoy watching the Paralympics, and opportunities for disabled athletes are growing. The next time the Paralympics are on TV, look out for Sophia. She will probably be somewhere near the front of the race, winning another medal.
Scotland's swimming hero. Born in Scotland in 1997, Duncan Scott is one of Great Britain's young sporting heroes. When he joined a swimming club at the age of 6, nobody expected him to become an Olympic gold medal winner. He started to become famous in 2013 when he won 8 gold medals in the Scottish Age Group Championships. By the age of 18, Duncan had medals from the Olympic Games, the World Championships, and the European Games. These days, Duncan is a student at Stirling University in Scotland. He studies business and sports studies. In many ways, he is the same as his friends. He lives in a student flat, goes to class, writes essays, studies in the library, and just enjoys student life. But you can't be a world champion swimmer without some serious training. Duncan trains every day with Robbie Rennick, who has already won many medals for swimming in previous competitions. On Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, he trains at the swimming pool 2 times a day. He is in the water by 8 a.m. and swims for 2 hours. Afternoon training starts at 3:30 p.m. On Wednesdays and Saturdays, he trains just once a day. As well as training in the pool, Duncan also has 3 training sessions a week in the gym. He lifts weights and does special cardio exercises to make his heart strong. He has to keep fit and healthy. He eats meals with plenty of protein, fruit and vegetables. In the evenings, Duncan usually stays at home. He cooks a healthy meal, washes his clothes, and makes his lunch for the next day. Oh, and if you are asking yourself what Duncan does on a Sunday, he lies on the sofa all day, watching TV and dreaming about the medals he's going to win at the next Olympic Games.